Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Don't care. Wait a minute. Are we blowing up?
Not that I know.
Great. In that case, I don't care.
Commander.
Look, Eiffel, I just spent all day reconfiguring the star data we have on the Doradus system. It took 11 hours, but it is done. So, unless you've got something that might actually kill us, me and my coffee cup are gonna go lie down.
Did you not see the new work assignments?
What new work assignments?
Colonel Kepler kinda moved a whole bunch of stuff. Like that shift you just did, it kinda got moved to, now. That's why. Whoa! That was a dumb cup anyway.
Why am I just hearing about this now?
You know, certain questions, they only lead to pain. Whoa! Hey, wait up, Commander!
Minkowski, there
Colonel,
you-
Colonel, I've got a complaint.
Oh? Well, it's a good thing I'm the head of the complaints department. Oh, wait. No. I'm actually the head of the I don't give a rat's ass, shut up and do your job department.
I never got the job reassignments.
Oh. Nope. My position regarding your shutting up and doing your job still stands. What do you want, a written apology?
I want to be kept in the loop.
Well, that's very nice for you.
Datasets, test results, weather reports. Why doesn't any of that go through me anymore?
And what do you want me to... Weather? Weather reports? Look out a damn window, Lieutenant.
You know what I
mean. Today's forecast is space. With a chance of some more space in the afternoon.
You done?
Yes, and so are you. This nonsense is over. It's a classified deep space mission, Minkowski. Of course things are need to know. You don't hear anyone else complain.
Colonel, we've got a complaint.
I found your people, Colonel.
Oh, outstanding timing as usual, Jacoby. Well done.
What do you mean we don't have access to the radiographic reading from the deep space signals?
I find that statement to be extraordinarily self-explanatory, Dr. Maxwell.
Very funny.
Look, you want us to build this probe launcher? See if we can put more receivers in orbit?
Hence the orders I gave you to—
What the hell do you expect us to do if we can't see what we're trying to hit? Are we supposed to just build you a probe that can pick up all conceivable signals?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
How the hell do you expect us to do that?
Well...
Colonel!
Quiet. Don't forget where you are. I don't know what Winter's solstice we're in the middle of, but it's officially over. You will get whatever information I find it within my extraordinarily generous heart to share with you, and the only thing you will say to that before you go quietly accomplish your tasks will be, "Yes, sir. Thank you, sir." Anything other than that will result in a death so graphic that descriptions of it will be outlawed in all but the most third world of countries. Are we clear? I ask the question. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good. Now, if we could please get to the actual task at hand, if there are no other objections. Fantastic. For tonight's performance, we are going to be syncing all of the astromechanical data from the Hephaestus archives to my personal server on the Urania. Doesn't that sound like fun? I said, doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, sounds great.
That's better. Eiffel?
I didn't do it. I mean, yes, sir?
You're with me.
I am?
You're the only one who hasn't wasted my time with pointless whining tonight, so you're going to help me on the data collection end. The rest of you are going to stay here and make sure the data gets processed and archived correctly. Shouldn't be too bad, just about... Oh, about 8 hours worth. But hey, given the amount of fun y'all are gonna have doing it, I think the time's gonna just fly by. Stand by for the first files.
I don't think that I did any complaining either, so...
Anybody got the AWKS-010 tech readout?
Yeah. Hold on.
Thanks.
Hira, are we almost done with this?
Still have approximately 6 hours of work ahead of you.
How about now?
You know, the more you focus on your work, the sooner you'll get to your downtime.
Not likely. I'm sure the Colonel has some other tedious piece of minutiae waiting in the wings. Are you enjoying this, Hira?
Who, me? I would never.
Hira?
Maxwell?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Ugh. It looks like you're getting a bit of electroneural bleed from the server files. Sorry about that.
Why is it doing that?
Maybe because these drivers are old as hell? It's like asking a 1970s fax machine to play a YouTube video. The fact that we're interfacing with Kepler's server at all is a minor miracle. You should be okay. It might feel weird for a couple of minutes, but after that your system should... that's interesting. Looks like we might have something coming through.
Coming through?
Yeah, a new file's getting added to Hira's directory. Let's see. Memorandum on Emergency Contingent Scenario Designation Theta. The following is a list of astronomical, technological, and informational parameters that should be used to ascertain the possibility of contact with... What the hell?
Hang on, move over. It's from Hilbert's personnel briefing file from the start of the mission.
That's on Kepler's server? Why would that be on there?
Everything's on there. Kepler has Black Archive clearance. If it's in any way related to this mission, it'll be there.
Hold on, hold on. Looking at these files, at any of these files, would be an enormous breach of protocol, not to mention a huge violation of Colonel Kepler's trust.
Right,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we know.
Yes,
sure.
You would be right.
So that's why we need to be real quiet about this, all right?
Yeah, oh, I think that
definitely
sounds like a good idea.
We'll be super discreet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cool. Maxwell?
All right, let's see. Hephaestus Commander Personnel Report, Day 291. Officer Eiffel continues to find new and creative ways to endanger our lives and test the limits of my sanity. The only thing more aggressively prevalent than his ineptitude might be his body odor.
Whoa, why is that on there? Those reports are supposed to be...
Classified? Yeah, Lieutenant, this is where classified things end up.
He regularly exhibits an absolute lack of discernible skills, not to mention command over the English language or basic motor control. Wow. Did this really need to be this harsh?
I don't have to answer that.
What is this?
Looks like some kind of readout on the Hephaestus thermal system.
Hira, why were you siphoning power out of the heating system?
What?
Maxwell.
Hira, is that why...
Okay, fine. Yes. For a while, I was slightly diverting some of the thermal system power to the digital maintenance array. You'll be really grateful in 6 years when the OR interface is still running.
Oh, you hear that, Minkowski? We nearly got frostbite that one time, but at least the digital chess is still working fine.
Captain Lovelace has made a full recovery, but her growing dependence on painkillers is getting more alarming by the day.
The hell?
Medical Journal of Dr. Elias Silberg.
You were getting high?
I got a broken arm trying to save one of my crew members. It was a very difficult time.
You were in command.
You weren't there. What?
Dear Renee, thank you for your interest in the Tisch Graduate Musical Theater Writing Program.
Oh, come on!
We are sorry to say we will not be able to offer you a spot in this year's blah blah blah. This is too good, you know. You wanted to write show tunes.
Number one, shut up. Number two, why are my personal records on there?
I'm starting to think that everything is on there.
How is it in any way relevant?
Oh, I think it's very relevant. I mean, if you're sending someone to pilot ships in deep space, you want to make sure that they can, you know, paint with all the colors of the wind.
Sorry, Minkowski. It's It's a little funny.
No, it isn't.
No, but this is hilarious.
Daniel Jacoby is, once again, receiving our unconditional recommendation for active service. From a psychiatric standpoint, he remains in outstanding health.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Except, of course, for his inexplicable, nearly pathological fear of ducks.
You're afraid of ducks?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm... Of course I'm not.
Quack.
Stop that.
Quack.
I said stop it! It's not funny!
Not to go against you, Jacoby, but
it's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, look! New files coming through.
Ooh, some court documents for Ilana Maxwell. Looks like we've got a... You have a restraining order? On your family?
What?
I assume there's some kind of story.
I don't like them?
They're your family.
Have we not moved past the petty things? Like judgment?
Oh, come on. Leave her alone. Plenty of people have very difficult relationships with their family, and it's not like...
Shira? I'm getting a memory file here, something involving Minkowski's quarters, and...
They're your family, Dr. Maxwell! How could you?
Hold it! What was that about my quarters?
Officer Eiffel once persuaded me to participate in a bet about, how long it would take you to find a certain item he'd hidden in your quarters.
What? Item?
A randomized buzzer?
That was the two of you? I couldn't sleep for a week!
Oh, go write a song about how hard your life is.
Bite me.
Guys, Jacoby once lost $13,000 on an internet scam, in case anyone cares.
It seemed legit at the time.
Oh, yeah? What did you think you were buying, duck repellent?
Shut up, pill popper!
Quack!
Hey!
What?
Okay. Let's all just take a deep breath. Breath here. Look, I don't know what we thought we would find in these files, but all we're getting out of this is really angry.
She's right. All we're getting is information that nobody needs to know and a couple of steps closer to murdering each other. So let's just stop, all right?
All right, fine.
Sure.
Probably for the best.
Great. Thank you. And thank you, Dr. Maxwell.
Sure. Sure.
Now, come on. We've still got a lot of work to do. Does anyone have the readout for WYL115?
Yeah, I got it. I'll get that for you.
Thank you, Captain.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that you know?
Hira?
Yes?
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Well, just, remembering something funny that Eiffel once said.
And what was that?
It was, Oh, okay, do you have any idea how hard it is for me not to read a file? It's right there!
Damn it, Hera!
Okay, in my defense, you're going to find this one really funny.
You know, just because you read it doesn't mean that the rest of us are going to—
Yeah, it absolutely does. Peer review, written by one Alana Maxwell. Let's see. Mr. Jacoby is nothing less than a consummate professional. His technical expertise and tireless dedication make him an ideal work partner in every way, and a credit to the SI-5.
Wow. High praise.
Mm-hmm. Keep reading.
However, I must request that I am under no circumstances ever forced to share living quarters with Mr. Jacoby again. His off-hours practices result in an environment that can only be described as a hostile assault on the senses.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
A hostile assault on the senses?
You snore!
You can get earplugs!
And you... other things?
Maxwell, I am only going to ask this once. Is this about the cheeses? God damn it, you said you didn't mind the cheeses!
How could anyone not mind the cheeses?
There were cheeses.
Stay out of it, Broadway baby. Maxwell, I can't even look at you right now.
Daniel.
Whoa.
What?
You once put an airborne sedative in the air vents that go to Eiffel and Hilbert's quarters?
Oh, you bet I did.
Minkowski, maybe you didn't hear what she just said.
No, I heard her. Look, I know that's something that I'd be ashamed of in a past life, but I am so not. That was the best week ever.
That was a pretty great week.
Let's see, we've got an expense report. Looks like 2 years ago, Colonel Kepler spent $8,000 to go skiing.
Skiing? Okay. It's possible that I might be losing perspective on what's scandalous and what isn't. Oh, but look, it's some kind of operational bug report on...
No. Okay, we don't need to see that. In fact, we just lost power.
Hera? What's on that file?
Nothing. There's nothing on that file, and I have a right to some privacy, and also we just lost power to that screen, so let's all just drop it, okay? Hey, how about work? Maybe we should just get back to the work.
RS override BX32.
Oh, that's not fair.
And... let's see. Internal operational bug report on...
Okay, so this is going to sound, kind of bad on paper, but...
Holy crap!
What?
The important thing is...
You are trying to override your Bentham directory?
What does the...
The important thing is not to blow this out.
It's the part of her programming that stops her from consciously harming her crew members.
What?
Proportion.
Hera, what the hell?
I didn't do anything.
You tried to kill us.
No. See, this is what I was talking about. I didn't try to kill you. I tried to see if I could kill you. For science.
Hera.
Which, by the way, still puts my kill count, attempted or otherwise, far below a lot of the people in this room.
Oh, boo-hoo. I killed a plant. At least I didn't drug my fellow crew members just because I couldn't—
Oh, get off your high horse. I bet if we wait long enough, we'll get a file about you blowing up a hospital or something.
Maxwell! I told you that in the strictest of confidences!
And I didn't tell them, you cheesemongering idiot!
Yeah, I just realized that a second ago, and now I'm embarrassed and I'm sorry that I yelled at you, you insensitive android!
Okay, enough! Enough. We've heard enough. Each of us, in our own ways, are in equally deep holes here. So, we have two choices. We can keep yelling at each other and marveling at how really impressively awful we all are. Or we can let this drop and never speak of it ever again. All of those for option one. And all of those for option two.
Yeah, that's better. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
Great. So let's file whatever the hell this was away and get back to work, okay?
I hate to say it, but I need to look at that screen in order to process the readout for DWN-100.
No, you don't.
He kind of does. We need to at least get rid of whatever it is.
Okay, fine. Just do it quick.
Okay. Quick. Got it. Holy.
Jacoby!
Seriously, Mr. Jacoby, if I'm not reading it, then you need to...
No, this is...
What? What is it now? What else is on there? Hilbert's tax returns? My third grade report card? What?
You may want to take a look at this one, Lieutenant.
What?
Minkowski, what is it?
It's...
Yo! Something wrong with y'all's comms? Jeez, we've been trying to call you for the last 20 minutes. Kepler says there's some kind of problem with the uplink data server thing. He wants us to reset the connection and then start again from the last process file. You guys okay? You kind of have a... Luke at the end of Empire sort of thing going on.
We're okay, Eiffel. We're fine. Just tired.
Cool. So, server? Work?
Sure.
Hours later, we are finally done.
What a blast. Let's do that again sometime, never.
Yeah. Good night.
Commander?
What is it, Eiffel?
I wanted to apologize.
What? For what?
Look, I was thinking of what you were saying earlier about not being in the loop anymore. Part of that's thanks to the Dick Dastardly administration, but... Yeah, part of that's on me. I'm the communications officer on this station. I should be making sure that everyone's properly communicated to. So I'm gonna try my best to make sure that you actually get everything you need to know. Cool?
Eiffel, that's... Sure. Thank you. Eiffel, I... Never mind.
Commander? Something else in your mind?
No, it's nothing. Forget about it.
Sure. All right, get out of here. You just pulled two back-to-back shifts. Get some rack time.
Right. Good night, Eiffel.
Good night, Commander.
Gee, Commander, anything else on your mind? Anything at all? Say, anything you recently read in a classified file? Couldn't do it, huh? Couldn't tell him you knew.
I don't know anything, Jacoby, and neither do
you. The court finds the defendant, Douglas Fernand Eiffel, guilty on one count of kidnapping and three counts of child endangerment. He is hereby sentenced to 26 years.
Shut up! We have no idea what this is about.
Don't we? Because I think it's about how you've been working with a convicted criminal for over 2 years. You didn't know?
Of course not.
Child kidnapping. Wasn't expecting that. No wonder that...
Jacoby, stop it!
No wonder that he was sent up here to be Hilbert's lab rat.
Look, you want to come after Hera, Lovelace, or me? Fair enough. We were there, we can hold our own. But what the two of us read about Eiffel, that's nobody's business.
Of course it's not.
Then why the hell do you care?
I don't. Long as he gets his job done, I don't care at all. Like you said, everyone's got some skeletons in the closet. But what about you, Lieutenant? What about you? Are you going to care? Good night!
This has been Wolf 359 by Kind Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Sui. The role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Do you want to learn more about Jacoby's crippling fear of ducks? Dive deeper by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears. Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons and Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English Teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over there.
Exactly right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab.
I've rolled a one.
Oh, you rolled a one!
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.